You think you know me?
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with Wrestling Extreme Rules The Hula Show. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton. He's
the
back.
Return of Slamilton Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
COVID free.
Yes.
Way to be.
That was a rough 2 weeks.
It fucking was.
How was it? Where were your symptoms?
You didn't have any. You didn't have it.
Listen, I didn't have it.
Listen, I'm going to start the show right now with an A+ because it ended before 8:45.
Yes.
Central time.
Correct.
So we're starting. I'm grading it now. It's starting with an A+. And the first
we
match is
have,
pretty
like,
good.
Signs to hold up.
So, you know, I've got hope that this is going to be a very, very big.
Yeah.
Very good.
You gotta start making signs that they won't be able to read.
No.
We need like Sharpies.
Yeah. All right, that's good.
Just save it for next time.
All right,
fine.
So,
until
A+.
You forget, and then next time
it never happens.
Yeah. So Extreme Rules. You know, do you count the pre-show for the length of the pay-per-view?
No, because they're gonna do that regardless.
Okay. So
yeah,
then it was under 3 hours.
Yeah,
the pay-per-view was under 3 hours.
Right.
But first, we do start things off with Kevin Owens versus Murphy
on
the kickoff show.
No.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens. Biggest star.
There has to be a ton of notes for this match.
Best on the mic. Kickoff show. Stunner for the win.
All right. Settle. Never mind.
Okay,
I was gonna
say
works settle
for
in.
Me.
Stunner for the win.
Works for me.
That's it.
Match of the night.
All right.
Too.
Thanks, Kevin Owens. Take your check and go home.
And he will.
To AEW.
Yes.
What do you think? Do you think he goes once his contract's up?
How does he not?
Yeah.
You know? How does he not?
Right.
Yeah.
He's a problem with all this, just like the rest of us.
Hey,
plus
Joe, it's not all friends wrestling,
mm-hmm.
even though it's all
well,
friends
well, let's
wrestling.
Talk about, hold on, let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not AFW.
Slammiversary was Saturday night.
Correct. Yeah.
And they hyped so much stuff. They put the Bulgarian flag to tease Rusev showing up. Now, Rusev has COVID. Maybe that's why he didn't show up.
Right.
Although, who knows? I don't even know if this was taped or live, but that Ken Shamrock botch. Sure. You know.
20 takes. That was the best one.
I didn't know that. They showed the Bulgarian flag. So he's going there?
In the promo
well,
video, yeah.
Yeah, but that
they
was
have
back,
money all of a sudden?
That was back when they first started hyping it. They also showed Drake Maverick, and he's clearly not there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Heath Slater showed up and gave some guy a zigzag after getting claymored the week before. Like, how is he supposed to look like a badass? He should have never appeared on Raw again.
Right.
Because now he's supposed to be a
Maybe
badass.
Maybe they knew he was going to be on...
He
was going to appear on Slammiversary somehow.
Yeah, but
and they're like, well, let us... You know,
but if you're
here.
Heath, how much could they have paid you to like want to be on Raw again?
Right.
And then, you know, now you're supposed to be a badass in Impact. It's
Who
like...
said they paid him? He probably gets the same deal as like the wiener lady.
Well, they got food and I got kids.
Yeah.
They said I could take some food to go.
They're like, they said you could touch money.
He's with
you can touch that pile
he's
of
with,
money.
He's with Triple H. He's like, yeah, just get one of the guys we released and see if they'll come back to take a claymore. And Triple H is like, all right, I'll call. And all of a sudden, his phone, it's Heath Slater calling us. That's interesting. Hey, Heath, what's going on? I'll do it.
Yeah.
What? How did you? Don't worry
do I have
it.
To pay you guys, or are we gonna let me not have
yeah.
to pay?
So yeah. Heath Slater. Eric Young, Deonna Purrazzo won the women's title, so good
yes.
for her.
Uh-huh.
And then EC3 appeared on a video.
Correct.
So did the Good Brothers.
Yeah.
So, you know, underwhelming. But my point was that Zack Ryder wasn't there.
Right.
So, he's probably going to AEW.
Why would he not go to AEW? That wouldn't make any sense. It's his best friend.
Yeah.
We'll figure out what happens there, but...
Cody's like, Kenny, you have your best friend. And he's Nakazawa, some douchebag.
Yeah, that's true.
Some joke. And then he goes, really?
Yeah.
Zack Ryder. No. But
Matt Cardona.
Where are they getting all this money from? Impact Ooh. Wrestling.
What,
TNA.
What money?
Well, yeah. I don't know. But I mean, like, Gallus and Anderson are choosing them over a billionaire's new up-and-coming company. Because the reports are, without going into much detail, that they were holding them. Like, they were telling them they were coming, we're coming, we're coming. The Young Bucks were like, yes, we got him. And that was like a huge slap in the face when they signed with TNA.
No, that wasn't what happened. What happened...
That's what Matt Jackson said.
No, this was about when they re-signed with WWE. They chose WWE over AEW.
Right, and then they went to TNA.
I think a lot of talent goes it has chosen to go to TNA to help their chances of ever coming back
to WWE. Really?
Because they're not going to care if they go to Impact.
That's what I said.
So if they go to AEW.
Because Impact's not really competition.
No, AEW is.
Oh, God, do you think Triple H or Vince has the balls to say, look, let me give you a little insight. If you ever want to come back here, don't go to AEW. You think they have the balls to tell him that?
Probably. Oh, I mean, the ones that they
for some people. That's horrible. Jericho, they would take back instantly because he's Jericho.
Correct.
It's just to induct him.
Yeah, but maybe not some other people.
Yeah.
Cody?
No. Why would Cody go back?
No, I'm just saying. Because when AEW's gone.
Well, they probably would. They probably would take Cody back. Yeah.
He's a huge name now.
Yeah, they want the return of Stardust.
Right, he would immediately be Stardust again.
Immediately.
He'd put his contract, just no Stardust.
He's like, you can come back. And then as Cody walks in, the headquarters, Vince is like holding the Stardust. Come to me, Cody.
Welcome back.
Come to me, Cody.
Welcome back, Cody Rhodes.
Put this on. Do it. I want to see it. Yeah, Cody. You can have your name back.
But we're not going to use it. I'm going to lock it in a safe.
Can I at least be Stardust Rhodes?
No.
No.
No. No, not at all.
Stardust Smith. Yeah. All right, so Extreme Rules, the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
The Hua show actually starts, and we kick it off. You know, not the kickoff, but the actual pay-per-view. Yeah. We start with the New Day versus Cesaro and Nakamura for the SmackDown tag titles in a tables match.
Get the tables.
And in the kickoff show, Big E and Kofi asked D-Von Dudley for advice. Oh. And D-Von just said it's simple. You put your opponent through a table.
Yeah. I could have also given him that advice.
Yeah. And then he also reminded them that the Dudleys used to put the New Day through tables. And they're like, whoa, let's not talk about that right now. But the end of this match was awesome. I mean, I think we all expected, obviously this match wasn't announced till after we did the scorecards, but I think we all expected the New Day to retain because they haven't really done anything new.
Heavy favorites. Yeah. So...
But the end of the match was so great. Cesaro powerbombs Kofi off the second rope and threw two tables on the floor.
Yeah.
Ouch.
So we got new tag team champions.
And new!
Would you have picked New Day on the scorecard if it was on there?
Of course.
Yeah.
I probably would have gone with Cesaro Nakamura.
This guy.
Sure you would.
Andrew, this guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know what? I predicted this match. I said it was going to be on. And
how's that hindsight?
Fucking happened.
Pretty good, isn't it?
2020.
Yeah, uh-huh. For sure.
Always.
So, all right, at least, you know, we'll see how far they go with Cesaro and Nakamura, but I'm sure this will be it. They'll just be tag team champs for a little bit. And
the
then
bar two.
The bar two.
And if, Andrew, you would have said, pick how the match would have ended, I'm pretty sure I would have said he was going to put Kofi through two tables from the second rope.
Yeah?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm almost certain I would have said
that. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I would have gone with three, so.
It's too fucking bad, I guess. Yeah. So next up, after that, I would start at an A. I mean, that was a great ending.
Well, we're at an A+, so you want to go down to an A?
You're at an A+, all right?
You're under at an A+. Under 3-hour pay-per-view? Thank you, WWE.
Yeah, okay, fine.
All right, we'll start with an A+,
because there's, you know, it doesn't really matter in the end. It won't matter.
No.
Yes.
So, fine, you can start with an A+.
Good job, WWE.
Next up, we have Nikki.
End your show now.
Yeah, we got Nikki Cross versus Bayley for the SmackDown Women's Championship. With Alexa and Sasha ringside. And before the match, we had Alexa, Nikki, Asuka, and Kairi backstage all trying to pump Nikki up. And they were just saying the corniest shit to each other, like, I believe I can.
And then she had to repeat it.
And Kairi was like, say, I believe I will can. And then it's like, what the fuck is going on?
And then
on?
Kairi says at the end, no matter what. We can stay friends.
Yes.
And they went, friends! And then we threw up. And then they went to the match.
David Schwimmer showed up.
Right.
Yeah, they're basically the female Viking prophets.
Yeah.
So they're probably going to start fighting ninjas next week.
Probably.
It's
going to
be great.
Now they're all going to be best friends. Now any of them fight each other at any time, they're going to say former best friends.
Right.
Right.
So yeah, Nikki gave Bayley the swinging neck breaker on the floor with Bayley's feet on the apron. That was a good spot. And then Sasha gave Bayley her boss brass knuckles. And then Alexa got on the apron and Bayley hit Nikki in the stomach with the brass knuckles while the ref is distracted. And then Bayley hits her finisher for the win. What is it called, by the way?
The rose petal. Rose plant.
Oh, rose plant.
Rose petal. The rose plant.
The rosebud.
It's not that much better.
The rosebud.
That's a horrible name. Mm. How does it even make sense?
So Rose is her middle name?
She plants your head into the dirt.
Correct.
And it's a rose?
It's like a face plant by Rose.
Yeah. But I mean, there was nothing wrong with this match. It was your average match.
Right.
Yeah. So average is a C. A and a C makes a B.
Sure.
Add a B.
A B plus?
Mm, sure.
I don't care. I'm not fighting for the grade. I don't really give a shit. Next up, we have the Firefly Funhouse. Bray's, except it's Bray Wyatt hosting his own corny horror show. He says, I'm about to show you the most horrifying thing you've ever seen.
And he was right.
And it's a clip from the karaoke show on SmackDown. And then Bray yells at Rambling Rabbit for playing the wrong video. Although, sure. To me, it was the right video.
It was.
You know what? That makes it a B plus. That got it a plus because that was funny.
Confirmed.
So, yeah, B plus. That's good enough. Next up. Oh, boy. It's about to go way, way down.
Oh, God.
We got MVP and Bobby Lashley come out to the ring. And they don't have the match with Apollo Crews because Apollo Crews didn't get cleared to wrestle. So the U.S. title match is off. I wonder if he has COVID because he hasn't been on Raw in weeks.
Right.
But how'd they not know this a week ago? 3 days ago?
Oh, they knew. This is just classic Vince with his.
So MVP takes the title that he already had.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's not like they said, hey, we're going to have a new title. Apollo, you'll bring your old title to the ring, then we'll put them together and we'll give you the new title. It wasn't like that.
Right.
MVP brought the new title to the arena. Yeah. To then just put it back on himself.
Well, he originally when he debuted the title, he declared himself the U.S. champion.
Yes.
He said, "Well, I'm already the U.S. champion." So this time he says, "Well, Apollo's not here, so I guess I'm the U.S. champion." You already said you are.
Yeah. Right. You brought the title to the arena.
Yeah. And he did confirm in the kickoff show that he's the one that had the title created. He paid for it and all that. So
does that even mean it's the new title?
Well, they said it was.
It's his custom title. Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess Vince saw it, and you know, Vince saw it, and he was like,
"That's tremendous." I love you.
So despite MVP and Lashley only being on screen for 5 minutes,
yeah,
I'm still gonna go from a B plus to a C plus because the segment was ridiculous. And
right.
Why? I mean, and just cancel the match.
Yeah,
so, we could go up with that because we didn't have to watch. Cruz versus MVP.
Yeah, but we still had an MVP promo that lasted like 3 whole minutes.
Lashley.
Okay. I would say every minute of an MVP promo is a letter grade down.
Right.
We're at a G.
No.
We're at a G. We'll go C plus because Lashley, you know, said words.
Lashley was there. All right, next up we have, get ready, Seth Rollins versus Rey Mysterio, eye for an eye match.
Yikes.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So Seth brings pliers to the ring, and then Ray's music hits. He doesn't come out. He doesn't come out. He doesn't come out.
Like 3 minutes
Seth
go by.
Seth is just in the ring like, what? Why isn't he coming out? He's not here, all right?
Where is he, all right?
And, of course, Ray's behind Seth.
Hooligan.
And he... He should say that.
Yeah.
Where is he?
Bulaka.
He just whispers it in your ear.
Booyaka, booyaka, booyaka.
So, yeah, he jumps Seth. They start the match. And then as soon as it starts, Ray still has the cover on one of his eyes, on the injured eye. And I was like, why doesn't he just cover both eyes?
Because illegal.
That's illegal?
Illegal.
But there's no rules in this match.
Well, it's ironic later on which eye he attacks.
Yeah. So, anyway, Seth gave Ray a Falcon Arrow on the apron. That was nice. But they're still having a wrestling match.
They are.
Like, Ray's doing the frog splash. Like that, how is he gonna? What is his plan? The frog splash Seth on the stomach and then the eyeballs just pop out?
Right.
What a frog splash! And then they just fucking.
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense.
No. So now, go ahead.
You have to let the people know where the Falcon Arrow took place.
Is on the apron. Yeah.
Yeah. And that is?
The softest part of my life.
So close. Andrew, for the save?
I think it's the second hardest part of the ring.
No.
No.
Second hardest.
Nope.
It's the hardest?
The hardest.
It's weird. I thought like the middle of the ring was the hardest. Yeah. It's crazy. I guess so I'm such an idiot.
They should tell us this. How would we know this without them telling us?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it was funny. Like Phillips waited. They did it and they all reacted to it. Then 30 seconds later, Phillips is like, oh, yeah, it's the hardest part of the ring. Like Vince was like, why didn't you say it? Say it! Rachel!
It's like a three-man. It's like if we were doing the color commentary.
Yeah.
Literally the three of us just were like, okay, we're doing it. And then that move happens, and we're all like, darkest part of the ring. Because you know who would have to say it.
They'll have like a bet going, like who's going to say it first.
Right.
Like, oh, there is. Yeah. But no, Vince was clearly like, do it. I want to hear it. Do it.
Son and then he finally said it, and it was Vince was all like,
Vince came.
I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part of the ring.
I love you.
Right before that, he was about to fire him, but then he said it. So, yeah, they're constantly using random tools to try to stab each other's eyes.
Right.
At one point, Ray was just, like, laying on the floor and just randomly yelled, you son of a bitch!
Yeah.
This wasn't so much an eye for an eye match as it was an attempted murder match.
Well, yeah, for sure.
So many attempted.
And then Ray trips Seth, and Seth's eye hit the announce table, and they freaked out about that.
Yeah.
And then Ray broke a kendo stick and stabbed Seth's eye. Then outside the ring, Ray gave Seth a curb stomp. I was expecting two eyeballs out right there.
Yeah.
And then Ray rips off the cover for his damaged eye.
Uh-oh.
And you can see that his eye's all fucked up. Like, he's blind. Like, but he's it always permanently was. Blind.
Yes. For 90% of his career, he had one contact and one regular eye.
Yes.
So really, his eye's the same as it's always been, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. So then Ray pushes Seth's eye in his steel steps, but Seth low blows Ray with his leg from behind.
Mm-hmm.
And then Seth gives Ray a curb stomp. And then he pushes Ray's eye into the steel steps. And then Ray starts screaming. And we briefly see Ray holding a fake eyeball, like right by his socket. Like the eyeball is out of his socket. And the ref sees it. Ring the bell! Ring the bell! The eyeball is out!
Oh my god.
That's it!
Yes.
Rey Mysterio, ojo, it's muerto.
Right.
So it happened. We had an eyeball.
An eyeball.
And I laughed for five straight minutes hysterically.
Can we cut to backstage what they said in a little bit? Where she goes, where the doctors have checked it out, even though you saw an eyeball hanging out of a head, and his vision should be fine.
Right.
Who said that?
What's her face? The hot one.
Charlie.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah.
That he'll have vision. Like none of the major.
How the fuck could they already know that?
They already know that, Andrew.
They already got the.
Dr. Andrews fixed them up already.
Must have been there.
Dr. Andrews flew in because he knew some crazy shit was going to happen tonight.
Yes.
The horse show.
Dr. Andrews goes, hold up. All right, we're good. I just pushed it back in. I mean, it was still connected.
Wow, you're amazing.
So I was trying to figure out how this would work because you say he pushed it back in.
Right.
But Seth pushed it in.
Right.
Oh. And it came popped out. So but maybe it's like this pen because, look, when I push it, it pops.
Oh. Or he pulls it out as far as it goes and it goes right back into his eye.
It's like when you change your water filter, you have to push it in so it comes out. You know? Yeah. That's same as eyeballs. Hold on, same thing.
Let me see.
Barlow,
careful, Eric.
Yeah, I know.
It came out a little bit. Don't do that. Jeez. I mean, if you pull your nose hard enough, like it'll just come off.
That's right.
Yeah.
I do that with my kids all the time. I steal their nose.
Yeah, take their nose.
Got your nose.
Yeah.
And apparently it looks like this after I get it.
Yeah. So after the match.
You don't show them the back.
That's right.
After the match, Dominic runs out to check on his father. And then Seth projectile vomits.
So great.
All over the floor.
And all I can think about is Vince yelling in the back, like, he's gonna puke.
That should be Seth's new gimmick now.
Seriously.
He just pukes every time he cuts a promo.
Yeah.
He's like, and then I removed Ray's eye.
How Oh, God.
Every time he just vomits.
So what do we rate this match? What is the grade?
An F.
Because it's just so ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous.
So dumb.
Yeah.
So we'll go from a C down to a D. D plus.
If you say so.
Going to do a D plus.
Okay. So next up we have Asuka versus Sasha Banks for the Raw Women's Championship with Bayley and Kyrie ringside. Asuka tried to German suplex Sasha off the top rope, but Sasha did a backflip to avoid it.
Almost decapitated herself.
She hurt her knee in the process. The ref checked on her, but Sasha yelled at him. This match was actually really good until the end. Bayley gets on the apron, but Kyrie pulls her off, and they fight. Then Asuka puts Sasha in the Asuka lock, but Bayley throws in one of the titles in the ring to distract the ref while Sasha taps. Then Asuka kicks Bayley out of the ring, and Sasha tries to use the title, but the ref yells at her. The ref's like, what does the ref say? I'm sick of you.
I'm so sick of you.
And then you can actually see Bayley hand Asuka like the mist Kyrie. Capsule or whatever.
Kyrie.
Oh, she hands it to
Kyrie.
I'm sorry, Asuka. Kyrie hands it to Asuka.
It was very clear too. You're like, oh, they probably shouldn't have showed that part.
Yeah, and again, this was taped. This is taped.
Right, yeah.
This is taped. You couldn't make an edit.
It's almost like they looked.
She's like staring at the camera.
Yeah.
So then Asuka.
It's fucking funny if you saw like oh no, look over there.
Right.
Right. A thumbs up to the camera.
Fourth wall. Yay. Brooke.
And really, they like. Like, what are we supposed to believe? That Asuka's a demon and can actually spray this mist? Or you know, are we supposed to believe that she just cheating. Does that? Like, yeah, like, they could show Kyrie just give her the fucking thing, like,
yeah,
obviously.
Right, yeah. Right.
Like they did with Sasha giving Bayley the brass knuckles.
Like, is it cheating if it's your body's natural defense?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my body does that.
Right. Yeah. So Asuka goes to spray the mist in Sasha's face, but Sasha ducks and it hits the ref. And he dies.
Dead. He screams like it's cyanide.
And then he died. Like, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. It was poison.
That's it.
I think they showed him again. He was just like the body and then like a dried skeleton head.
People that have been hit with the mist, right? They're like, ah, what? Where am I? I can't see. He was like, ah, ah, oh, God. Like he was.
And then he went, he died.
And then Bayley take off his pants. Right? Oh, no, his shirt.
Yeah, Bayley hits Asuka in the back with one of the belts. She puts on the ref's shirt and then counts the 1, 2, 3 to give Sasha the win. And the timekeeper doesn't ring the bell, so she runs over to him. She's like, fucking ring the bell. And he's like, okay, just don't hurt me.
Right.
Just don't kiss me, Aunt Bayley.
So with the bell ringing, is it official?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's official. So Sasha leaves with the Raw Women's Championship. It's not official because Byron Saxton goes,
he's not really the champion.
What's happening?
I don't like change.
Somebody get William Regal. He'll know what to do.
He also confirmed it earlier when he was like, MVP's not really the champion.
Right.
So that's two title changes that were bullshit
on
the show that didn't really happen.
Yeah.
But she left with the title. So... Right. Maybe the storyline here is that Sasha doesn't know that she didn't really win because she was passed out.
Right.
And then once she finds out what Bayley did, she's going to be pissed at Bayley.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. You know?
Sasha just wins it back on Raw the following night.
Yeah.
Or Asuka.
Confirmed.
Yeah.
I meant Asuka, yeah.
Yeah, and then Sasha's wig came off again. And for a second, you can see like the split. And it looks like she's literally has a bald head. Like, she shaves her hair.
Well, it's weird, because she has pictures on Instagram where she has, like, black hair, and it looks... Maybe that's a wig, too, I guess? I don't know.
It's weird, though, because you can see almost to her soul.
I guess it is.
Her mind.
Or is
her
it... Or could it be a cap? Like
could
a
be, I
bald
guess.
Cap?
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
I have no idea.
The blue was definitely a wig, and it came off.
Oh, yeah.
And even at the end, I think it got hung up on something in Asuka's, like, belt or something, or her waist.
Right.
And it's like, oh.
It wasn't
Asuka was trying to help her. And then Bayley at the end was trying to help her, too.
Yeah.
Keep it on.
It wasn't as bad as when it happened when she was fighting Charlotte. And it was just
cage.
Like, it all came off.
Yeah.
I think it was, it was in one of the matches, but yeah.
There was WWE posted a picture of like Sasha and Bayley backstage.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's where she's putting the wig
back they're on. Trying to help her.
Yeah.
And basically, Sasha just has a towel on top of her head and, like, the wig.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. So, I don't know. What do you think?
B+ for that match. I loved it.
B+?
The ending, too?
The ending where they steal the
ref's
shirt?
That's why it's not an A.
I go C, Andrew.
C.
Break the tie? Oh,
Yeah.
I don't know. Bad endings ruined it for me.
I'll meet you at a C if you want to do that.
So from a D+ back to a C?
Well,
no. For that match.
So yeah.
C- is the happy medium.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. It won't matter.
It won't.
Next up, we have Dolph Ziggler versus Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship. This was the second good match of the night.
Yeah.
There were two good matches,
right.
This and the tag titles. Before the match, Ziggler says the stipulation for their match at Extreme Rules is an Extreme Rules match. Go figure.
Yeah.
Which, again, like...
At first.
That was what it was last year with Seth and Becky versus Corbin and Lacey. But Extreme rules used to mean like the match is going to have one of the extreme rules.
Right.
Right.
But now it's just an extreme rules match, which is basically a no disqualification match.
Correct.
So it's that's something that
why not
annoys,
just say that?
Yeah.
It but he clarified, which was good.
So it's an extreme rules match, but it's only for Dolph.
Ooh.
Which means McIntyre can't do any illegal shit.
Finally, a smart heel.
Yes.
I mean, really, he should have just said it's an I win match where the match can't end until Ziggler wins.
Correct.
And you can't claim more and you can't pin or submit me. It just will go on till I win.
Yeah.
And then, like, Dolph's literally dead. And then ref's like, I'm sorry.
I can't keep doing this.
Yes. McIntyre, Drew, you can't leave until he wins.
You can disqualify yourself.
But at least he did a disqualification only for Drew. And then what was his other one? Oh, if Drew tried to leave and get counted out, the title would still change hands.
Correct. Yeah, that's true. He chose a few stipulations.
Yeah.
He had said one more to say, no Claymore, and he would have been gold.
Yeah. So Dolph kicked McIntyre in the balls, which right there, he should have just kicked him in the balls 20 more times.
For real. That's what Seth did.
And Drew would be like, I want kids! And he would just tap.
Right. And then he hit Drew with a chair to the back while Drew's throat was up against another chair. So he was choking a little bit.
Ouch.
And then Dolph gave McIntyre a famouser off the announce table. And then Dolph got back in the ring to make the 10 count, even though it doesn't apply to him.
No, just lean on Drew.
And then Drew went back in the ring. Yeah, he should have just grabbed Drew and forced him to get counted out. And then you're the champion. But no. Yeah. McIntyre goes for the Claymore, but Dolph hits him in the leg with a chair and then hits the zigzag, but Drew kicks out. Dolph then elbow drops Drew through a table from the top rope to the floor.
What a great spot.
Awesome spot.
Yeah.
And, of course, Drew makes it back in time for the 10 count.
Barely.
And then back in the ring, Dolph hits a famouser zigzag and then like a rock bottom onto a chair, all three in a row.
In a row. Uh-huh.
Drew kicks out.
Kick out.
Yeah.
But, again, if you kick out of like five F5s, then this is what you are now.
Then you are the Fiend.
Ziggler then in the end goes for sweet chin music, tunes up the band, but Drew kips up and Claymore's Dolph for the win. So cool.
I mean, I think the Batman credo applies here.
What's
either
that?
Die the hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain. Could have died as a hero and got pinned.
Sure.
Kicked out. Becomes a villain.
Now McIntyre's a villain?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, in our eyes.
Is he?
Nah.
What is happening?
No, I think you could have... You know, obviously, we know Dolph's
not
getting
it. I mean, it's almost like kick out.
Oh, because of this.
Claymore.
Yeah. Too many kick outs, yeah.
Sure. I mean, I feel this whole stipulation could have just been an easy excuse to give Dolph the title. But you know they're not going to do that, but, you know.
Right.
Because that, you know, it's a good stipulation. He was smart about it, and it's basically cheating.
But no interference, no Bobby Roode. We all had Bobby Roode appearing.
Roode's probably... Right. Stuck in Canada, I'm sure.
Somewhere. Oh, yeah. Canadian.
So, all right. What are we at?
We were at a C- before this.
This is a good match, right?
Yeah, I'd go up to maybe a C+. That's about as high as I'd go.
I'd leave it as a C.
Really?
The match was good. A B plus.
The spot off the top of the
The match was at least a B.
I'm going to go C+, guys.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I mean, it's your thing anyway, so.
Thanks.
So for the main event, we got
this?
We
got Bray Wyatt versus Braun Strowman, Wyatt swamp match. Braun drives up as Bray sits on his rocking chair.
Mm-hmm.
Braun gets out of the car, and the lights go off, like the lights to the world, like the sun turns off.
Yeah,
and
good
Bray
night,
disappears.
Moon.
Good night, moon. Like it goes cut to fucking black.
Yeah,
completely black, and Bray disappears. And then Braun's walking around and he sees like a hog, and that's supposed to be scary. A bunch of scary cuts of a hog.
Uh-huh.
Then a crow.
Hog.
And then a rabbit. It's
a
like,
rabbit.
Ew, rabbit. Yeah. Rabbits aren't scary.
Worst of all of them.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Then some random guys with their faces covered. You know, Bo Dallas. Who else we got?
Curtis Axel.
Yeah.
Well, they were dressed as Luke Harper and...
They were just dressed as Bray's fuckboys.
Lackeys.
They're the new fuckboys. So they attack Braun, but of course he beats them up. Someone hits Braun in the back with a shovel, and then Braun's horrified. And then we see, I called that one, it's Braun.
It's himself.
Yes.
It's himself. Which, it was supposed to be Braun, evil Braun, when he was with Bray Wyatt. But Braun was fat when he was with Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, it was. It was ripped Bray Wyatt Braun. Yeah. Really, he just put on the black lamb mask.
Yeah,
or whatever,
and unponytailed his hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So then evil Braun knocks face Braun out with a shovel.
Yeah.
And then Braun wakes up tied to a chair with a chain just draped over him.
Yeah, just laid carefully. Like,
yeah.
Yes.
Like okay? he could get out any time, but he's pretending that he can't.
All right, yeah, you're good. You're stuck.
He's stuck.
You're mine for life.
You saw the end of the chain. It was just poorly done.
It was.
Raise the production value. Yeah. Fuck, really lock him to the chair.
Right.
Who cares?
Because he didn't get out of it.
Right, right.
So
it doesn't even matter.
Well, so Bray then walks up. Where are we at right now, by the way? We down a couple letter grades yet?
Probably.
We're at a C plus now.
But this is the first 5 minutes.
I mean, this is a complete fail for me. I don't like these movie things. It's a joke.
Right.
We're laughing at it, not with it.
Like, I like Braun the sees fun himself. House. I like the boneyard
Alexa's
match.
About to pop like out this. And be like, didn't you want to fuck me? I know you wanted to fuck me. Which is basically what she says. So how does he get him to see things without drugging him?
Maybe he drugged him.
Maybe he's swamp gas.
Maybe he drugged him when he was tied up. Yeah. Well, no, he saw Braun before that. So yeah, Bray walks up to his original entrance and tells Braun to rejoin him so they could rule the world together. And then some woman walks up with a snake, and the snake bites Braun.
Mm-hmm.
And we cut to black. So maybe the snake, I'm sure the...
Poison!
Yeah, I'm sure the snake was
right.
Poisonous. And then all of a sudden, we see Braun fighting more guys.
He wakes up in the field where he first passed out.
He doesn't even wake up. He's just there, right?
No, he got up.
He did?
Yeah, he did. He was laying down.
Okay, so he's fighting back. More of the same guys, including one guy whose face isn't covered.
Nope.
This guy was like clearly a stunt double who was like, if I'm going to fucking do this...
He was huge, though.
I'm at least going to have my face...
He looked about as tall as Braun.
On the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then Braun throws him into a fire, and the guy catches on fire, and he freaks out and runs away. Hey, stop, drop, and roll, asshole.
I know, he's like, oh,
he just stands there.
Like, he runs way back this way. There's water, like, 2 feet away.
2 feet away. He runs into the forest.
So that's, I
probably
mean,
burned down the whole forest.
He's dead. Braun murdered a guy.
Clearly.
Then all of a sudden, Alexa Bliss appears.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells Braun, you know you've always wanted to be with me.
You know
me.
You want me.
And right then and there, I mean, if I'm Braun, I'm like, okay, hey, Bray, I'm with you. I'm with you. Yep, I'm your boy.
I'm with you, bud.
I'm your boy again. Whatever you want. I'll
Give
sign the
title.
Contract.
Yeah.
It's
give
like
the title.
It's like bedazzled. Like, I'll sign the fucking contract. Just give me that ass.
Right.
And you can have the stupid blue title. I don't give a fuck.
And
I really don't care about anything.
And Bray's like, I should have led with ass.
And Braun was walking up to Alexa like, you know, I accept.
He was like this.
And then Bray made the mistake of attacking Braun.
Idiot.
You should have kept the illusion going.
You had him in
for
a
real.
Trance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So then Braun throws Bray off the dock and into a boat. And then the boat sails away somehow. I don't know how it did that.
I do. There was a guy under a black sheet controlling the motor.
Yes.
Yeah. So then the boat comes back, and Bray isn't there, and Braun's like,
Right.
Yeah.
And then Bray attacks Braun with a shovel.
An oar.
I'm sorry. Okay. Who gives a fuck?
That you're trying to paint an accurate picture.
This is important.
They've seen it horribly.
Bray then drowns Braun in the swamp.
Yep.
But then Braun gets up.
Uh-huh.
Bray then hits Braun a billion times with an axe handle, like an axe handle.
Like a single or a double, do you know?
It's a single.
Single axe.
Yeah, it wasn't a double. Mm. But then Braun kicks Bray into the swamp. That's it. He just kicks him into the swamp.
Yes.
And then Bray leans down and says, it's over. Why would you think that's over? Can Bray not swim?
No.
Do you know this about him?
His dreadlocks
and
are
then
too
they,
heavy.
They do what NXT TakeOver does so well. They put the logo up, you know, like the end screen logo up thing.
Yeah.
And then they cut all the audio.
Yes.
Like, not even the ambient
the crickets,
sounds
right.
of the swamp.
Right.
Just, there's literally no audio. And then Bray gets up out of the swamp. He gives Braun the mandible claw. And then he takes Braun in the swamp with him. And then, all of a sudden, Bray pops out of the water like, help me. Like, why are you in danger? You were just giving Braun the mandible claw. And then he gets pulled back under the swamp. Although you could see Bray's feet like kicking.
Like kicking, trying to stay under the water.
Yeah, the water.
He's desperately trying to stay under there.
Even the editing is just, what the fuck?
Just pay us to just shoot these for you since you're going to be doing more of them. Just pay us to produce these.
Yeah, I'll do them.
We're perfectionists. We won't allow any of this.
Yeah.
So then the swamp turns red and the fiend comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So let me in. That's how it ends.
That's it. Yeah. That's all. Yeah. Yeah. Bronn's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Fiend's back. Who's the champ?
Bronn's dead for now.
Vacant.
Yeah, vacant championship.
And it wasn't for the title.
I don't know.
Right.
Whatever.
So where are we at?
I'm just not into any of this, so I'd go down to like from a C+ to a D+ for me.
I'll go down two letter grades.
Okay. I guess it was a D.
D. Just D.
Because we did have two good matches and then two really, really bad matches.
Yeah.
And then a couple of average matches.
Right.
Correct.
But yeah. That was Extreme Rules the Hoa Show. Let us never happen again.
Two matches, legitimately two. The whole night.
Yeah.
Two.
COVID has killed a lot of people. It's also killed wrestling.
It's killed people's creative minds.
WWE.
Yeah.
Maybe it got to Vince's brain. I don't know. So, yeah, the last thing is to figure out who's the pay-per-view prediction champion. Obviously, I'm defending my title.
I thought we gave it away to somebody.
No, that was the first one. I'm defending my title because I am a fighting champion. I am.
Wait a minute.
Defending?
Yep. Yes. Yeah. Rating defending. Yep. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Did I retain? Did I retain?
I won that title.
When, Eric?
At Backlash.
Backlash?
Because of the world's greatest wrestling match.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, on the show the last few weeks, I've been saying I'm the champion.
Well, Eric, when you weren't here to defend that
statement. No one disputed that.
Disputed it, yeah.
Well, that becomes fact. Sasha's the Raw Women's Champion, and I'm the pay-per-view prediction champion. That's just the facts. MVP's the... Oh, fuck. Never mind. No, MVP's not the champion. Here you go. Here's your title back.
Even if you did say you had it, Eric won this week. So
hey, you did win this week.
With a solid 40 points.
I did.
The lowest win of all time.
Yeah.
40 points out of 200, which is interesting.
Well, not really Eric's fault that they canceled two of the matches.
Two of the matches.
Yeah.
And so there were only... I retain my title,
baby.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Yeah, you proud of that win?
I am.
Extreme Rules.
I'm proud of every win.
A D show?
Shouldn't be.
I'm proud of every win.
Well, you know what's next is the Big Four. One of the Big Four is SummerSlam, and no one's got a better record in the Big Four than me. Check the tape.
He says that every year, but I won last year and you won the year before that.
That's true.
SummerSlam?
That's a fact.
How do you even know that?
There's
zero chance you remember that.
That's accurate.
Yeah. And me too. I have no idea.
Check the tape.
All right.
I know you were the WrestleMania guy for a while.
What?
You were the WrestleMania guy.
I won the first two.
And then, for a while.
And then this guy.
No. It was Eric.
I won WrestleMania this year.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I did, but you took it off of me right after.
I did, and no one took it off of me this month.
No, it's still on
you. Or next month.
Anyway, this will be the end of the title, so it was fun.
We're still doing this.
Oh, I'm the retiring champion.
Yeah, sure.
I will take this
one. I'm finished with you.
Whatever.
We'll see you at SummerSlam on location unknown. They announced it, and they still try to pretend like it's going to happen somewhere.
I'm going to buy my ticket because it's only $29 round trip. So I'm just going to buy it.
That's smart.
That's New York. It's in Boston.
Well, Boston too. They'll fly anywhere.
Yeah.
I give them $30. They go, where do you want to go?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. See you guys.
Bye. Loudy.
Push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacy Keibler is that high, and we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling?